Normally, the goal for Father's Day is to get your dad a gift that he really loves, but I've had a track record in the past of only getting things that offend my father, and I find it so stressful because every year, like everybody, you don't know what to get dad. You don't know what to get dad. But it becomes even more stressful for me because I'm waiting for his disapproving look once again. You know? Before I tell you the number one thing that tipped this off, here are the five things you're never supposed to get your dad for Father's Day. A fill-in-the-blank book. Right, nobody wants that. Like, first of all, who still does those fill-in-the-blank books? Oh, nobody does that.
A fill-in-the-blank book is just another word for a coloring book. That's just a grown-up way of saying a coloring book for a child.
I'll also go on record and say nobody wants those coupon books either. Drugstore razor? Okay.
Those are always that's terrible. Yeah.
Corny gag gift.
It depends on how good the gag is.
Those are funny.
Rubber chickens are funny.
I won't say no to a whoopee cushion.
Yep.
I bought my husband, because he loves to clean, for Christmas, I got him, it's a drill head, but it's a brush, so you could really get into the toilet.
Where did you get this?
I bought it on
Amazon. I need this.
I bought it on Amazon, and I thought that he would think it was funny, and like he would like it, because he's so anal about being clean. He didn't. It's still sitting, like, sadly, downstairs in our basement.
I would be so upset.
Yeah. I need that. You give me that.
Number two, a necktie. Yeah, you can't get dad a necktie. We know that. Number one is a number one dad mug. My daughter gets my husband a dad mug every year, and he loves it. I mean, he says he loves it. I guess it's hard to tell your 12-year-old that you hate the gift.
Right. My wife actually, for my first Father's Day, got me a whiskey glass with an imprint of my son on it, kind of like looking up at me, my favorite picture of him.
So every time that you're drinking hard alcohol, you're thinking of your child?
That's exactly right.
So weird.
It was amazing.
But the number one gift that I got my dad that I'll never forget it because it set us down this bad path is that I gave him a $100 bill in an envelope. And I just said, like, so you could take mommy out to dinner somewhere nice to celebrate.
Oh.
And he was so offended. I'll never forget it because he, like, took the Anna, what's this? I go, it's money. It's money, Dad. That's what it is.
Look again.
He's like, well, you think I don't have money? You think I don't have a job? I don't work? I go, no, Daddy, I know, but like, I didn't know what to get you. And whenever I ask you what you want, you say, get you a Ferrari. And I can't get you a Ferrari because I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, there's a big stretch between those two things.
Right. But I think he thinks it's funny when I'm like, what do you want? A Ferrari? So then I said to him jokingly, I'm like, you can put it towards a Ferrari. Take your money back. And do you know he made me take the money back?
I mean, I'm not surprised. At first, I was thinking like, okay, well, $100, I'll take $100. That's great. But if it was from my kid, if it was from anybody else in the world, awesome. Wife, mom, who cares? Give me some money. That's so cool. For my kid, it's a little weird, though.
So there you go. You want to offend your dad on Father's Day, get him like a Rubbermaid cooler or a $100 bill. Either of those things, they'll be offended. Fatherly.com is a website that exists, and it's all dad stuff, right? So they have this article called The Best Advice That Dad Ever Gave Me, Dadisms. And the number one piece of advice is, you are the average of your five closest friends.
Huh. Oh, that's some math. I like that.
Well, now you have to first figure out who are your five closest friends, right? And then you have to figure out what is the best and worst things about all of them. And then that's what you become. This sounds like some kind of weird Matrix, Avengers, like superhero nonsense right there.
I'm having way too much fun thinking about this right now.
Yeah, I think any new friends.
Well, right. It says a lot. Like, if your friends are real shady,
make me think about it.
And you think about it, you're like, wait a minute, am I also shady? Yeah, the answer is yes. other of the top dadisms given of all time, do what you love. You hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Find your truth. I don't even know what that means, find your truth.
That's like live, laugh, love. That's just a thing people put up in their living room.
Eventually, people forget about mistakes. I don't know if I agree with that. I think
how severe is the mistake?
It's true. Like, if it's a small mistake, like you were supposed to pick up your daughter at 7 o'clock from practice, but you got there at 7:30, like, sure, eventually she'll forget. But if you accidentally kill her cat, it's going to stick around for a while.
I mean, that's super dark, but yes. Okay. Great example. Kind of.
Bad things are good things. Dadism.
That's a lie.
That's fortune cookie wisdom. Yeah. I don't know about that.
What was the best advice, the best dadism that your father ever gave you, John?
My dad was a big dress for the job you want kind of guy, which is funny because he typically tends to just wear like t-shirts and gym shorts at all times. But it was one of his favorite sayings. It is one of his favorite sayings.
You wear sweatshirts and sweatpants literally 90% of the time.
Right. Right. And I work in radio where no one can see me. So dress for the job you want.
Okay. All right.
That's a good point.
Sean, what was the best dadism that your dad ever gave you?
My father once told me a long time ago in high school, and it stuck with me since, but he said, you could please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time.
It really is true. It's like when you try to make everybody happy, you're never really going
to
succeed.
Exactly that.
My dad gave me much more concrete advice, like never take a partner when you're opening a restaurant.
Okay, right.
My dad is a pizza guy, so he owns restaurants. So I guess he learned early on is that you don't want to take partners. Now, the irony of all this is that he's never had partners ever since I was maybe 5 years old, and he's opening a new restaurant right now. And he has three partners. And he says that he's getting too old now to do it on his own. But I feel like saying to him, Daddy, I literally have taken this advice since I was a child, is you never take partners. You always do things on your own because you don't want to have to answer to people when money's involved. I mean, he's literally lectured me about this my whole life.
Right.
And here we are, and it's the opposite.
Is it easier for him now, or is he having a more difficult time with it?
Well, they haven't opened yet, so I guess we have to wait and see. Yeah, that'll be to be continued. Other really good advice, never trust black ice or wet leaves. Your car will end up in a ditch.
Oh, my gosh, this absolutely happened to me. Like, just out of nowhere, wooden bridge, black ice, had to replace my entire axle.
Forget my car. What about my footing?
Right.
How many times I've slipped on black ice and leaves?
1-800-330-9999. What was the best dadism? That dad advice that you got? You can call or text. Father's Day coming up on Sunday. Dads give good advice, or maybe not always good advice, but they're definitely dadisms. What was the best dadism that your father ever gave you? On our Facebook page, Melro, don't smoke, drink, sniff, stick, or steal. Never lie. Don't be soft in life. What? Sniff.
That
don't
sounds
sniff.
Like sounds
oh,
like it
wait a minute. I got it. Hold on.
Like a scratch and sniff?
No, I don't think so.
Not like that, Sean.
Just take a second.
Not
it'll
like
come
that.
To you.
Are you guys sure?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Best dadism. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So my dadism is my very first car was a standard, and I didn't know how to drive it. And he always said to me, he said, if you could drive a stick shift, you could drive anything. You could drive a school bus. You could drive an ambulance. You could drive a Mack truck. He said, you know, so he's like, you're learning how to drive on a standard.
So my father did the exact same thing. I had to learn on a stick shift, too. And I thought it was so ridiculous at the time. And the truth of the matter is, I've never driven a stick shift since I got my license. And then that was the end of it. I didn't realize. Though it was a universal dad thing. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your dadism?
Oh my God, he would insist if you ever feel like you're being followed, just drive to the police station and don't stop.
That just sounds like good advice.
How do you know you're being followed, though? What are the signs?
There's a car behind you continuously. That would be the sign.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of just random pulling into police stations.
You get a feeling, trust me.
Can you imagine being the person who like pulls into the police station, the police are just staring at you, and you're like, no one, and then you pull out, and like, can you do that like repetitively? Like, they're going to think something's up with you, man.
They're like, here comes that Nissan Pathfinder again.
I'm a regular.
The parking lot. I bet you police officers like are used to it at this point. I bet you a lot of people do that.
I mean, it sounds plausible.
It does. Hey, Anna and Raven, what was that thing your dad always taught you? The dadism.
Don't buy uncomfortable shoes. It served me well.
I mean, that's good advice, but realistically, like sometimes don't you just have to buy uncomfortable shoes?
Done it. Been there. Ouch.
But I think it's different for a woman than it is for a guy. Thank you for the call. Well, Sean, we have learned in the past, only has 4 pairs of shoes that he wears all the time and will never pay more than $20. Is that how much it is?
Yep, $20.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I would assume that all your 4 pairs of shoes that you refuse to pay more than $20 for are comfortable. Are they comfortable?
I will say for a decent amount of them, I have to buy insoles.
Okay, so that's going to just add it to the cost of your
I was going to say, well, can't you just spend $30 on shoes?
It would have been the same thing.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the dadism that that your dad taught you?
He said, when you go through life, don't trust anyone that you wouldn't want to sit down and have a beer with.
Yeah, but you know, I also think to myself, would I want to have a beer with my grandma? And no, not really, but I trust my grandma.
It's an excellent point, John. I do trust my grandma. But as a general rule of thumb, I could understand you want to be around people that you trust that you would want to hang out with normally. But there's plenty of people I don't want to hang out with that I trust. Lawyers, accountants. Actually, on second thought, maybe your dad was right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your dad teach you? That dadism.
He always said, if you don't know how to use a tool, ask someone that does. He lost the tip of his pointer finger when he was a teenager in a freak chainsaw accident.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's rough.
He would always point that finger at us and say his rule.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine when you were in trouble and your dad took the one finger that doesn't have a tip, and that would be the one that he taunts you with.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be like, did you guys have code? Right. It was like, watch out or you'll get the nub.
Oh!
Oh!
That's really awful.
That's a terrible thing to say. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Coming from our text line this morning at 1-800-330-9999. If you park in the handicap spot without a handicap sticker, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm.
That's also a classic. You know what I find that I do, and I don't know if it's more messed up than anything, but if I see somebody parking in a handicap spot and they don't have the sticker, I watch and then I wait to see what I think their handicap is.
How long? Just how dark does this go? How long will you wait?
No. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, if they don't have like a limp or there's something like that. Is that messed up? Should I not even say that?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on how much you're leering at these people. If you hang out there for more than 5 minutes, yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I guess so. That's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text to 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Actually, what goes hand in hand with this is that if you park in the new parents parking and you don't have a kid with you, see, I won't say anything to the handicap because, you know, God forbid, like, you know, you're wrong or there's a situation.
Right, and we're knocking on wood. Yep.
Yeah, of course. But if you get out of a car and you don't have a car seat, and you don't have a kid and you're parking in that new parents thing, especially as a mom who's struggled with that 30-pound thing, like, that's definitely all I need to know about you, too.
Where do they have the new parent thing? I've never parked in this thing.
Grocery stores. Grocery stores.
Are you serious?
When was the last time you went to a grocery store?
A week ago. I have a 2-year-old. I should have been doing this for years now.
Oh, yeah. You got to look close. You got to look. Read those signs. That's what they are. They're not always handicapped. And when they're new parents, you can slide right in there. Producer Sean, what do you have this morning?
Dad, if you go on vacation and you're wearing a fanny pack, that's all I need to know about you. Don't wear the fanny pack. It's embarrassing.
Come on.
You look like an old dad. Like you look like a tourist. People are going to pick you out. Like, wow, that guy's not from here.
You sound like a non-dad right now, because I don't know if you know this, but as soon as your first child is born, you get in the mail a pair of New Balance shoes and a fanny pack. It comes with you. It comes with the stork. Brings it with them, actually.
You know, fanny packs have come back into style, believe it or not. Like, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, all of them put out these fanny packs, but they don't call them fanny packs.
Fanny packs. I have not seen one person wearing a fanny pack.
Hold on, there's a new name for them. New name for
fanny
packs. I can't
wait to hear
this.
No,
they have a real name, and I got to be honest with you, they look pretty good.
Glammy pack, something like that.
Travel commuter bags.
Oh, come on.
They also go by belt bags. See, if you take fanny out of it, all of a sudden they become hip and you can charge $7,000
for it. No name is going to take away how embarrassing they look when they're on you.
All right, fair. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Okay, this happens every year. If you complain that your husband and kids don't plan anything for you for Mother's Day, but you give me a blank look when I ask you what we're doing to celebrate Father's Day, that's all I need to know about you.
Uh-oh, what's going on at your house?
Well, I mean, every year it's like Mother's Day, you know, where are we going to eat? What are we getting for mom? And what are we going to be doing? And let her sit with her feet up. When Father's Day rolls around, it's like, Dad, what are you making for us on the barbecue? Well, I like the barbecue, but I mean, come on.
Well, we hope you get to do something you want for Father's Day. John, this is your second Father's Day. What's the plans?
I don't think my wife has any plans, and that's okay. I like it that way.
Why?
Because now I've got something in my pocket. Now I've got an ace in the hole. The next time I forget a thing, I can be like, oh, yeah, well, what about Father's Day? Boom.
And
I'm out of trouble.
You say that women do that. You guys are all the same.
Out of trouble.
Uh-huh.
It's like a reverse card for Uno.
True story. One time, my husband got in a dad joke battle with a bunch of old dads waiting in line when we were waiting for a table at a diner.
Your dad, Paul, is the coolest.
Is he? Is he really?
Yes, he is.
My husband is obsessed with dad jokes. It's kind of become his thing. So much so that we've labeled him the king of all dad jokes.
It's a lofty title.
almost to the point where, like, my daughter, my 12-year-old daughter, used to roll her eyes at him, and now she has a respect for it. Like, and you know, for a tween to have respect for dad jokes, it's kind of legit, right?
That's next level stuff. If you're capable of getting a teenager, a tween especially, let alone your own kid, to respect your dad joke game, you're bringing, you know, you're bringing out the big guns.
So what we did is we decided that we would reverse it. Hayden would give her dad jokes and see how Paul felt about them.
King of all dad jokes, Paul Zapp. Can you just give an example of why you're the king?
Well, I kind of made this one up. As you know, we've been renovating the first floor of our house. It's going great. The second floor, that's another story.
See, Hayden, that's why he's the king. You see what he did right there?
Yeah.
Like fly, on the fly.
I mean,
he just comes up with it on the fly. Like it's nothing.
I didn't even see it coming.
Right. Yep.
You think you can match up to him?
No.
Let's give it a try. Give us your best stuff.
What do you call a cow without legs?
Dinner.
Ground beef.
I feel like that ground beef is what you... I mean, she was really trying with that one. What do you guys give that joke?
I'm going to give that a 7 because the ground part, right on. The beef, yeah, questionable, but you can work on that.
All right, Sean?
She's coming out with the weakest joke first, which I think is smart. So I'm going to go ahead and about a 6.5.
That was actually her strongest.
Really? Come on. You've got to have some good ones.
1 to 10, what do you give that joke?
I give it a 6.
Not so good.
We were more generous than Dad was.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
Great food, no atmosphere.
Ha, 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 ha.
See, I thought that one was better.
Okay. What's the score?
I'm going to give that one I'm going to give that one an 8.
Sean?
I'm at a steady 7 on that one.
So, yeah, I think that might have been a 6.
The last one was a 6.
No mercy from Paul.
None.
None whatsoever.
Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer?
He couldn't see it?
He couldn't see himself doing it.
Oh, that sounded like a pretty good one I might use. I'll give that one a 7.5.
Look at him being all generous on that.
I don't know what you're talking about with that first one being the best one. That one we just heard, couldn't see himself doing it, the wordplay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm bumping it up to a 9.
Okay.
We're going for an 8.
Why do vampires always seem so sick?
I think this was one of my jokes, but why are they always seem so sick?
Because they're always coughing.
That one's getting better on the dad joke list.
I mean, is she plagiarizing him?
I'm like the Paula Abdul of this judging panel because I'm gonna keep giving these high scores. That's a 9.5.
Oh, I thought you said that because you were drunk. Okay, let's go
right,
to
right, right.
I'll give that one an 8.
Did you plagiarize that dad joke from Daddy from one of the thousands that he's given to you over the years?
I might have.
Yeah. Yeah, no mercy.
At least she admits it.
One last one.
Which days are the strongest?
I don't know. Which days?
Saturday and Sunday, because the rest of the days are weekdays.
They're weak.
That was
They're
good.
Weak. I like that Unlike one. That, that joke, which had joke. Power.
That's going to get up there. Got to be a 9.
Yes.
Yes. And we end on a high note.
Perfect 10.
Nice job, Hayden. We put a casting call out on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and we asked a bunch of kids a bunch of questions about their dads. How did they do?
What does Daddy do at his job?
Work.
Right. Exactly. Here's what you're going to see as a recurring theme. Not a lot of kids know what their dads do for a living.
What's the best thing that Daddy cooks?
Hot dogs and hamburgers.
It's true, though. Dads make the best hot dogs and hamburgers, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, what does Daddy love to do?
He loves to fix stuff.
All really good answers, right?
Killing now, it so far.
Whether or not they fix things correctly, that's a different story. But in his eyes, Daddy knows how to fix stuff.
What's the best thing that Daddy cooks?
Bread.
Bread?
Do you think her father actually cooks bread? Quick question.
No,
right?
He grows his own yeast in the backyard.
Yes.
What does Daddy love to do?
She's not sure.
Drink water.
She thought about it for a long time.
Right.
And then she's like, you know what Daddy loves to do? He is constantly drinking that water.
Right.
He's very hydrated.
Keeps you going.
Yep.
Okay, Cece, what does your dad do for a job?
He sells other companies.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm intrigued. I'm like, sells other companies?
She sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
And what does your dad love to do?
Play piano.
How cool!
Yeah.
Imagine if your dad was like Billy Joel.
This is a cool dad. He sells companies and plays piano.
Yeah, right?
Okay, Declan, what does your dad do for a job?
Work for money.
He works for money.
Right.
That makes
sense.
You
know, the basic premise is down.
Yeah.
Maisie, what does your dad do for a job?
I don't know.
At least she's honest.
Right.
Because I think, I mean, all I ever knew, when people would ask me, what does my dad do for a living when I was little, I would say he makes pizza. And to this day, if you ask me, what does my dad do for a living, he makes pizza. I mean, he owns like 3 restaurants. But in my mind, that's what he does. He makes pizza.
Anna, what does Paul do for a living?
Oh, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what my husband does. He does a lot of Excel spreadsheets. There's so many numbers involved. He has a lot of screens at home, but I don't know what he does.
What is Daddy's job?
Daddy's coastal.
What does that mean? What does he do there?
He works.
What does he do? What's his job?
To help to make stuff.
He's a plumber.
Oh, he's a plumber. Oh,
that's funny.
That was like, it took a while to get there. And I didn't know what he did right to the end,
that's
right?
So cute.
Yeah.
What is the best thing that Daddy cooks?
Mac and cheese in the cup.
Yeah.
How about the fact that he had to specify the cup, like not the one that you actually have to boil the water? He's like, no, just the one that we put in the cup. That's
It's part of the experience.
Yeah.
What does Daddy love to do?
Play with me.
Aw, so nice. All right, wait till you meet this little girl.
What is your name?
Kimball Rudy Alabama.
What's your name, girl?
Kimball Greer de Oliveira.
All right, Kimball Greer de Oliveira, give it to me.
What does Daddy do for work?
Work.
What's my job?
You have to work in...
Where do I work?
In a working stable.
A working stable? He works at a working stable.
She's kind of right.
Well, truth of the matter is that her dad works with us, and you know what? This is like a stable, right?
Mm.
What does Daddy love to do?
Play with me.
Do you have anything else to say?
I like Old Town Road.
She loves the song Old Town Road. That's the only thing she had to throw in there. That's it. All right, we're going to have more of the kids coming up next. Is there anything cuter than listening to the kids talk about their dads? We put out a casting call on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and we asked you to record your kids with very simple questions. Here's what they said.
What does Daddy do for a living?
He eats. And he also goes to work.
Oh, and what does he do for work?
He gets money.
Right, all of that is accurate. I want to know his job where he eats for money, because I would also like that job.
Guy's got his priorities in line.
What does Daddy cook well?
Eggs and pancakes.
I feel like there's a reoccurring thread here where all the dads make breakfast foods really well.
That's how it goes down in my house.
Yeah, it's either the grill or breakfast food. Nobody's like, my dad makes a really good chicken marsala. Not one of them said that. Not one.
Go ahead and say your name.
Jace.
Jace what?
Jace de Oliveira the fourth.
This poor Jace. Jace's dad works with us here. And so much pressure. Like, you can't just say your name. Hold on, right?
Go ahead and say your name.
Jace.
Jace what?
Jace de Oliveira the fourth.
How many times do you think that poor kid had to say that? You know how many times he had to say, every time he goes somewhere, they're like, you know what? We'll say your first. He's like, the fourth, you know?
What does Daddy do for work?
Works at a radio station.
Jace has been here 7,000 times, and he still said that like he wasn't 100% sure.
Buddy.
He's so good.
What's the best thing Daddy cooks?
His eggs.
What kind of eggs are they? What?
I don't know.
What? You gotta say it louder.
I don't know.
Are they scrambled or fried?
Scrambled.
Say it like you mean
scrambled.
Yes.
Am I the only one that thinks that poor Jace has a lot of pressure at home?
Say it like you mean
Say it like you mean it. Scrambled eggs! You make scrambled eggs, Daddy!
I told you 500 times I didn't know. I said I didn't know.
What is the best thing your dad can cook?
Steak.
Yeah, steak is a definitely reoccurring theme, too.
And what does your dad love to do?
Spend time with us.
I have to say, we got a lot of children's audio, and I was so happy that so many kids say, what do you kids love to do? What do your dad love to do? And they all said, play with us. I was so happy to hear that so
That's
many
times. That's the goal, man.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
What does Daddy do for a living?
To work on cars. I'm a mechanic.
All right, he's a mechanic. But now his sister gets a little rowdy in the back seat, and here we go.
What is something that Daddy cooks really well?
Eggs. Is it better than yours? Take that!
That wasn't nice.
My
I said it.
She said, my dad's eggs are better than yours, Mom's.
Ooh.
Woo. Got him. Got him right there.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, this is Allison. How are you guys?
Great, Allison. So we are getting ready to play Craigslist Father's Day Edition, Price is Right. Here's how it works.
Yay.
I'm going to describe for you an item right now that's for sale on Craigslist. These have been deemed the perfect Father's Day gifts. Whether or not they are, that's a different story. I'm going to describe the item and show producer Sean a picture of it. Raven's on vacation. He'll give a price. You just have to answer whether it's higher, lower, or if that's the actual retail price. You ready to play?
Okay, I'm all ready.
Coming out of Southampton this morning, we have Perfect Father's Day Gift. The title reads, Large House Plants. There are several house plants, and all of them are priced at the exact same amount. The first one, a Diefenbachia, a.k.a. the Dumb Cane. Okay, 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide. The second, the Dracaena fragrans, a.k.a. corn plant. 15-inch diameter pot. 9 feet tall, 4.5 feet wide. Then there's the Dragina marginata, a.k.a. the dragon plant. That one is also 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide. Oh, and then she goes on to list a couple other ones. Here is what the comments say. I must make a cross-country move in the next few months and have been informed by one of the moving companies that they are unwilling to take my large house plants with me. I am open to all reasonable offers, but the price I ask for each is fair. I am hoping to raise enough from the sale to at least replace some of them when I get to my new home. Cash and carry, I am unable to assist in loading the plants, and there are several upstairs. I also have quite a few smaller plants, which I may be amenable to selling as well. This is the perfect gift for Father's Day. Now, whether or not you agree with that, it's a different story.
All right.
We have all these houseplants, and we have pictures of all these houseplants. For the record, these pictures are very, very blurry. I'm going to show you these pictures, producer Sean, okay?
Okay. I'm also going to take into account that she's giving you the pot itself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to add that to the price, okay?
I look at you taking your job seriously, Sean. So, Sean, this is the price that they're asking for each. They're asking the same amount for each of these plants. What do you think the actual retail price is?
I'm going to go with $65
$65 each. Okay. Allison, do you think the actual retail price of each of these large house plants that make the perfect Father's Day gift is higher, lower, or is that the actual retail price?
I'm going to say higher.
You would be incorrect. I'm sorry. Actual retail price for each of these is $50. I'm sorry, Allison.
Thank you.
What we'll do is take the next caller at 1-800-330-9999, and you're going to win this gift card to Home Depot. Good luck.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Bill and Kathy. Kathy, let's start with you. What's going on?
So my lovely husband has gained about 40 pounds since the pandemic. To be fair, I gained about like 20, but I've been going to the gym and eating better and like working it back off. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy a healthy lifestyle, and he does not. He's enjoying the weight gain. It's not sexy at all.
All right. Bill, before the pandemic started, and I think a lot of us fell into that slump, were you a fit person? Did you like going to the gym and eating right?
I did. I did it to the point that I was obsessed, you know, and it just ran my life. And if I missed the day, I was depressed. So it was a trap, and I couldn't escape it. And so you just kind of go around the hamster wheel and just keep doing it every day.
So why are you so anti getting rid of this extra 40 pounds, or at least some of it?
Because I've never had it before. It's fun. Kind of like it. I like stomping through the house and not being obsessed and have to be perfect and fit in with everybody. It's fun.
I mean, there is something to say that it's freeing to, you know, once in a while just be like, you know what, I'm not on a diet, and I'm going to eat what I want, and I'm not going to go to the gym, and I'm just going to live my life. So I do see the side of that, but you have to understand where Kathy's coming from, that health-wise, she's not happy with that, and she's afraid for you.
I've never been this place in my life. I'm just kind of cruising with it, you know? It's just kind of fun to be a schlub.
You have such low energy now, though. Like, I don't know. It's like you're late. You're lazier. You're watching more TV. It's the stuff we used to do together, we don't do anymore. So I feel like our relationship is suffering too, honey. Like, we're not even eating the same food. It's almost like we're going in different directions.
We're not. You know it's going to go by. It's not going to stay with forever. Jeez. I just took a little vacation from the monotony of doing what you're supposed to do.
Right, but the pandemic has been like a year and a half now. So maybe this is the point where the vacation's over. But what we can do is see what our audience has to say, because they may 100% agree with you, Bill. If you're happy with this extra weight and you like the freedom that you found, then go with it. It doesn't define who you are, but they may see Kathy's side too, that it's unhealthy, it's changing your overall energy, it's affecting your relationship, and you should listen to your wife when she's asking you to get yourself back in shape. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on?
Anna and one couple, one problem. Anna and Raven are the judge. You're the jury. The Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Bill is happy that he's gained 40 pounds over the pandemic. He didn't plan for it, but hey, it happened. And this is the first time in his life that he hasn't worried about dieting. He hasn't worried about the gym. He feels free and he wants to keep the weight on. His wife, Kathy, says, no, that's enough. This isn't healthy. You have to get on board with me to lose this weight. What do you think? Can you really force him to do that? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side. You know, it is unhealthy. And gaining weight like that, especially in a short period of time, over a year or so, I'm sure his testosterone levels are really low. It's going to affect their relationship in more ways than just one. And having low testosterone and gaining weight like that in a combination is really bad for your heart and overall health.
I mean, you sound like a doctor. I like it. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great morning. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. People have been very split this morning. Bill gained about 40 pounds over the pandemic. Now, here's the thing. He was super fit before it started. So, like, super gym rat, always eating healthy. But the thing is, he likes the 40-pound weight gain. He's into it. His wife, Kathy, not on board, says that it's just not healthy. But can she really force him to lose weight? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Checking our text line today. Carrie says, I'm on the husband's side because as long as he's still healthy, then the weight gain shouldn't matter. Well, yeah, but 40 pounds is a good amount. Another text. I agree with the wife. However, he doesn't have to go back to the gym. He could just eat better and start walking. There's always that compromise thing, like just kind of find your middle ground. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. If the little weight gain is the least of their problem.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. It's like there's a lot of bigger problems out there.
Yeah, it was a terrible year for everybody. So if he gains a little weight, it's making him happy. Have at it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kathy, our audience agreed with you this morning. Bill, she is worried about your health. She's worried about your energy. She's worried about the long-lasting effects of this weight game. So she's trying to nicely tell you to do something and to get on board with her to lose the weight.
Well, as long as that's the reason, it's not for what other people think. You know, I'm sick of trying to measure up to other people. So I get it.
I understand that, too. It's hard to constantly always be watching what you eat and constantly be stressing about your next workout. I understand that there was a certain sense of freedom that came along with it.
Yeah, and just to not be part of that club where everybody has to determine what everybody's supposed to do, you know? It's my choice, and I don't have to be exactly like everybody else on our block, but I get it. I don't want to lose my girl. I don't want her to be disgusted with me. I will wake up and get it together. I promise.
Thank you. I love you, honey. Thank you.
I love you, too.
Oh, it's not often that everybody's happy at the end of a couples court, so I'll take it today, especially on a Friday. If you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescourt@annaandraven.com. Raven's on vacation for the next few days, so we are playing our favorite times that he lost Can't Beat Raven. Here we go.
Can't Beat Raven.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Mike.
Okay, we have $400 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right, awesome. Number 1, Gwyneth Paltrow announced that her wellness and lifestyle brand's luxury cruise is back on with Celebrity Cruise Lines. What's the name of her brand?
Goop.
Number two, John Mayer is close to a deal that will have him hosting his own talk show on Paramount Plus CBS. He's been linked to very many famous women. True or false, did he date Jennifer Aniston?
True.
Number three, Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, even though he was a 12-1 underdog. What is the traditional cocktail of the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
Number four, American Idol had their famous Disney night last night, where all the contestants performed Disney songs. What character did Katy Perry dress up as?
Cinderella.
And number five, a jewelry company that has been around since the 19th century has debuted men's diamond engagement rings. They're famous for their blue box. What company is that?
I'm going to go with Tiffany's.
Nice. Good job. Let me bring Raven back in.
Okay. Yo.
Michael did great. He got 4 out of 5.
Pretty good, Mike.
You look a little nervous, Raven.
Well, I mean, it's not my money, so we'll see how it goes.
Number one, Gwyneth Paltrow announced that her wellness and lifestyle brand's luxury cruise is back on with Celebrity Cruise Lines.
Okay.
What's the name of her brand?
Goop.
That's correct. Number two, John Mayer is close to a deal that will have him hosting his own talk show on Paramount Plus CBS.
Mm.
He's linked to very many famous women.
Yeah.
True or false, did he date Jennifer Aniston?
Yes. Yep.
True or false?
True.
Thank you.
Okay.
You gotta follow directions. Have you ever watched Jeopardy?
Okay, whatever.
All right. Number three, Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, even though he was a 12-1 underdog.
Mm-hmm.
What is the traditional cocktail of the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
Yes. Number four, American Idol had their famous Disney night last night, where all the contestants performed Disney songs.
Oh, boy.
What character did Katy Perry dress up as?
I'll just take a shot. I think she was Sleeping Beauty before, so I'm going to say Cinderella.
That's also what Michael said, and you're both wrong. It's Tinkerbell.
Oh, man. Well, that must have been hot.
All right, Raven, relax. Number five. A jewelry company that has been around since the 19th century has debuted men's diamond engagement rings.
Oh, boy.
They're famous for their blue box. What company is that?
The blue box, is that De Beers?
No, it's Tiffany.
Oh,
my God. Congratulations, Michael. You just picked up $400. Boom. Yes.
Sorry, Raven. I love you, bro, but you had to go down.
Woo!
Oh. I mean, you look like you're taking home the money.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Mike.
This is Michael, and I just beat Raven.
When Raven's back on Tuesday, that jackpot goes to $1,300. And if you think you can take him down and win some cash too, you could always sign up to play at AnnaAndRaven.com.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What's your problem? What's wrong? What's your problem? Why are you crying? What's wrong? Is there anything worse than when your kid just won't stop crying? It's Mommy's Margarita Friday. What did you do this week to earn your margaritas? And this week it's all about moms and dads as we get ready for Father's Day. That was my toddler, Dakota. She went to dinosaur camp this week, which was her first time really in a situation like that where it was like a lot of hours away from home on her own. And she had the best time. I picked her up and all the teachers were like, she's such a joy. She's so great. And then she would come home and cry for hours on end because she was so overtired. So that was my week. I am definitely looking forward to that margarita tonight. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Mama or Dada, what did you do to earn that margarita this week?
Okay, I'm really proud of myself. My wife had to go out of town on business this week. And my daughter came to me and said, you know, mommy's not here, and my friends are all going to school with a French braid. I want to be like them. And so I watched a YouTube video on how to French braid her hair, and I did it, and it came out great.
That is fantastic.
I surprised myself. You know, it's one of those things where I went into it just saying, well, let me just do this to see if I can do it. And I did it.
No.
This actually looks pretty good.
Congratulations. That is awesome. My husband, I have to tell you, I have two girls. He's a girl dad, too. And when he puts their hair up in ponytails, sometimes I say, you got to relax a little bit because he takes such pride that he doesn't want a single strand to come out, that it's pulled so tightly that like it's like their skin on their face. I the seat, pulling back towards the elastic. I'm like, that can't be good for their hair, but he takes so much pride in it. Congratulations, you earned that margarita, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week, Mama or Dada, to earn that margarita?
My kids wanted to make a handmade present for my husband for Father's Day. Well, I thought I would do one of those projects where I make their hands in a mold of concrete. So I went to the store and bought the mold supplies and what have you. And oh my goodness. Well, I destroyed my living room rug and have not been able to get all of the dried concrete mold stuff.
Oh, good.
Up my 4 and 5 year old's hands. It's ridiculous. It was a disaster.
So I don't know if this may sound insane that if they've changed the concrete hand mold that they sell at the stores, but I remember when I did it, my oldest daughter is 12. When I did it when she was little for one Father's Day, it was beautiful and I remember it being easy. Last year, I tried to do it with my little one. She's 2. And it was a lot like your situation. It was almost like, is Child Protective Services going to show up? Because my child is literally dripping in concrete right now. This can't be okay.
I mean, did they change the recipe or something?
I know. Well, you enjoy that margarita.
Thank you.